Blog Talk Radio. Aho and blessings, everyone. You've tuned in to Awakenings. Because you're all awake, you know that you're here. Hey, Kathy. I see Kathy and Sylvia in the chat room. It's great to see you guys. Your presence, your energy, your beingness. Welcome, Blue Gypsy. So I'd like to just start today with an invocation of light, if we can just all bring our awareness to that center point within. And as we breathe in, and just picture and imagine and sense, see and feel a violet ray of light coming through the crown chakra. And just imagine it connecting with the magenta ray of love of humanity, love of self. And let it resonate out through the heart chakra. So that as you're breathing in, you're drawing in this magenta violet ray of light into the crown, letting it resonate out through the heart. And we will just say that for the law of one, may all peace prevail on earth, that it begins within me, and that as I am experiencing that conflict, I bring it to a place and space of harmony, activating the universal principle of harmony through conflict. In this principle, there is a resonating field of one moment. That's all there is. And so as we all gather today, we connect into the energy of the magician. We begin to resonate that the holographic web pulsates. It contracts and expands. Let the magician seize the midway point and thus release those prisoners of the planet whose note is right and justly tuned to which it must be made. The magician must recognize the four note in his work, the shade of violet, which is the evidence of manifestation, and thus construct the shadow. When this is so, the shadow closes itself and the four becomes the seven. And so we're going to be tuning into the mystery and the magic of the shamanic way, a part of the shamanic way, as we connect today with oracles of light. We are those oracles of light, but sometimes we use forms to express that. Sometimes we use forms to tap into our inner guidance or the Akashic records of, or the universal blueprint, if you will. And so a shadow is created. There's a part of us that knows and a part of it that doesn't know. A part of us we see, a part of us we see projected through others. And so we're going to be connecting today with that shadow principle, meaning connecting into the darkness as well as the light. And the darkness is simply that which is not known, that which is yet to be revealed, which can be our gifts, by the way. It can be our gifts. It can be a new awareness. It can be something we don't know about ourselves, something we see in others that we think someone else has but we don't have. So when you connect into the fourfold path of the magician, some people call it white light or white magician, where you're using the light to bring healing and wholeness to yourself and to others, or to bring clarity, you begin to integrate the shadow and the dark, the right and the left brain, if you will, the masculine, the feminine, the idea of reaching out, the idea of reaching in. You begin to draw in those polar opposites. You begin to unify the electrical aspect of you and the magnetic. You begin to know when to be electrical, when to put things out in the world, when to use persistent effort. There's no struggle. We really struggle. So we know when to use persistent effort, but then we know when to get into that meditative space to draw in that which is for our highest good. And that's simply the fourfold path. So today we're connecting with that those keys are within you, the keys to your life to shift. And what do you bring along? What do you, once you shift, what do you bring with you? That's an important question. Some things you want to leave behind. It's no longer relevant, no longer necessary. So we're going to be looking at the keys of divination, perhaps looking at the body, how to divine to the subtle energy, whether it's tarot, cowrie shells, runes, rune cards, whether it's the I Ching following the Taoist tradition or the Way, you're going to connect into your own inner knowing and use that to divine, which is just a strategizer to structure, to receive from the higher impulses, the soul impulses, and to divine, to create the way to make it through your path. So in that note, very blessed today to have a wonderful, wonderful guest. I hate to call the word the guest. I don't know. Anyway, because we're all friends here. Everyone in the chat room. Hi, Lily Morgan, transition coach. Simla, welcome. We're all here connecting, perhaps it seems like the first time physically, but on the etheric plane, we're already all connected. And just by what's coming through me, it's also coming through your collective, your unconscious. So maybe I'm speaking right now, but the information is coming from all of us. We are collective as well as individuated selves. So Paulo, I've known for quite a while, an amazing, amazing healer, amazing activator. If you need to make a shift, he definitely can help you. He has a lot of what we call Heyoka medicine, so may teach in, he's laughing now, that, you know, not letting you kind of slide by on your BS, so to speak, which a lot of mystics do teach that way. And he is in Maui now. Dioro, gold, he works with the golden ray, which is the ray of wisdom. And I think on that note, I just want to say hello. Hello, Paulo.
Hello. Hello.
And everyone here. And we have one question already. What is a calorie? So we go, let's dive into calories.
Well, we have to dive into Africa. And Africa kind of is the mother nation, according to some. And their way of tapping into, their way of reaching into different plateaus, different dimensions, mm-hmm. is throwing IFA. They throw a call IFA. And it's just like the tarot or any of the things that Michelle has explained, the runes. Every culture has a way. And African, in the Nigerian way of Africa, has a way of throwing cowries. Cowries are shells from the beach. And they were known as the first trade beads for money. They were money.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take certain cowries that they would find or call in, and they would throw these cowries. And they can range from 3 cowries to 200 cowries, depending how much you need, I guess. And the plane of IFA would be set. They would take your energy of what you are, your element, mm-hmm. and according to the elements you are, they would throw these cowries. They would throw the shells.
Now, we just have something in here. Somebody put, who put it as a tool? That's true. Transition
tool.
Coach.
The tool.
Yeah.
Transition
it's just another
tool.
Tool.
Yeah. Right.
Perfect.
Old tool. It's like throwing the bones in old, when you hear about in the 1800s here. The interesting thing is that when the African slaves left Africa, in other words, they went to Haiti. Well, then it became, they wanted to keep their power, their stuff. And so they put their stuff behind, say, the saints of Catholic. But in back of the saints of Catholic, like Santa Barbara, that was known as Ochosi, and as certain things were known. So there were the Orishas behind the faith, the religious faith. And when they went to Haiti, they became voodoo. And when they went to, say, Cuba, it became Santeria. And when they went to Brazil, it became Candomblé. But it is all the source of Africa.
And, you know, and I want to jump in here a second so we can.
Yes.
Any divination tool, like I think Sylvia mentioned runes, and we're going to be connecting in with some of these, and as well as I'm going to invite you all to, whether you have tools with you now, we're going to open to readings also, but also to connect in with the subtle energy to know which direction. Maybe you have a question in mind. I'm going to give you a method of divining, almost like using yourself as a pendulum, if you will. But what I was going to say is every culture had whatever was there. You can read with anything. Obviously, you know, some of you already know that I'm a channel and a psychic intuitive, psychic medium. So that's another way of receiving information, light or energy to heal. But everything came, the cowries is because they had the shells, the runes because they had those stones. You know, most of them were more inland, right? The tarot of, you know, 8,000 years ago actually didn't look like the type of tarot that we have now. It was more symbolic with glyphs on it. The way that the tarot became more picturesque, if you will, was as the archetypal energies, and we're going to do a whole show at some point on this, redefining the archetypes and looking at the tarot mystically and using it for divination. But I'll touch on it just now, that it became more individualized, you know, made more personal with pictures of, you know, people on them and, you know, things that represented like the star card, maybe the star, but empress, more having to do with, well, fertility, gardens, you know, just more humanist. It became that more right around the turn of the century. And then, of course, many of you perhaps already know that at one point it became a parlor game, because it became outlawed to do tarot. So then our game cards came from.
The games and also nursery rhymes, everything went under.
Yes, nursery rhymes were, yes, these amazing mystical stories and inside implanted mysticism and divination tools went underground.
Yeah. Yes. It's like a pendulum. It has its moments, and then it has its moments in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in different ways. And same as she was saying, the cowries are a tool. And the interesting thing is, if you look into the saints and how they are painted with the rays, like in the Guadalupe, you'll see a certain type of ray. And that ray is an example of the cowrie shape. And it's also the feminine. It looks like a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, back then, the feminine patriarchy hadn't turned.
Right.
Hadn't taken
that
over.
Major. Major. Well, no, the patriarchy hadn't. The Yoruba is matriarchal.
Yes.
And if you look into ancient cultures, mother is the speaker, really,
mm-hmm.
the one who speaks. So they would read through the cowries, and this cowrie, if it would fall, they would take the back of the shell off, so that it would be flat. And they would throw them, and if the one that opens up and it looks like a mouth, if it was facing them, then the cowries would talk to you. It was a very simplified way of dealing with whatever the person or the questioner or the one of the villagers had to confront with. And they usually went to a chief or someone who held that space.
Mm-hmm. Or shaman.
That's an interesting thing now. Or shaman.
Amen, shaman.
Because the shaman holds really space, according to like Eckhart Tolle, he says about the space holders and how they don't manifest. They're not necessarily manifesting new things for the village, but they would hold the spiritual space. And that's kind of how, you know, I really feel that's my life.
You're the holding the space.
I hold space. I didn't ask for this. I was just aware of that's what would happen. I could, if there was an intent or a focus, I could hold that space for that. And that's what I kind of think the shamanic world is. It's holding that space between the two worlds or more worlds. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And listening and doing whatever is necessary and needed. I know. And you can say no. I know in my shamanic training, there was one thing that I did. I was asked by one of my teachers to go to Mexico to study, to live in a small village, and I really didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go. I studied a bit of herbalism, but I didn't want to go full out and live that kind of life. I think that's one thing people should know is when you're in your path, even if you're asked to do things, whether it's your teachers incarnate here or other dimensional teachers, you still can look and see, is that relevant to me? You know, you still have free choice. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, spirit told me to do this or I have to do this. Well, it should be a blend and a balance for the personality self as well as the higher self or the divine self. Do you guys follow what I'm saying? It doesn't, you know, it has to fit in, you know. And I think, though, in the, Paulo, if I can go back in the form of manifest, sometimes things will come through you, but I think in the shamanic path, you know that it's not of you, that you really are this, right? This bridge, this vessel
right. Oh, no, I could.
In between.
You don't identify. Yeah, you can identify. You're a filter. You bring it through. And most, I don't know, maybe some or most, you know, most of the psychics I've known, they don't even know what they've said after.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're the tool, again. And so, yes, you bring in this dimension, but it doesn't necessarily have to correlate with your life at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've dealt with things that I have no understanding on this level in my life about. So you realize you're a tool. You realize you start to learn as being in a body how to deal with energies. That's pretty much being in the body, to learn how to experience the senses and how to let go of information from these other realms, if you happen to have that connection. And everybody really does.
Yes.
Everybody has that connection. It's those who focus. It was Joseph Campbell's daughter that I had a little bit of an experience with, and she said to me, she said, well, Joseph Campbell said in the old days, you know, the church was the highest in the village, and everybody put that spiritual first.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now banks and other hotels are the highest buildings now, and people are putting the energy toward the banks. He said, if we just took our energy back and put it into the focus and the intent on spiritualism, we can go back to that incredible connection we had.
Right, which
and
I think,
that's kind of what the shift is, I think, with the Aquarius. Would you agree, Michelle?
Absolutely. That's the Aquarian age, the age of light or enlightenment, is just all of us realizing, and some of us have awakened to this sooner, that we are already enlightened. You know, I say the question to ask yourself not is who am I? We all know we're divine spiritual beings. It's now, what do you want to do with that? How do you want to express this? How do you want to experience this? The question people need to be asking, especially between now and 2012, is how do I want to express this beingness that is me? What areas? What brings me joy? I call it my heart sing. What makes my heart sing? Because we need these new forms, these right flow, new ways of being on the planet. So it's very old paradigm for people to be thinking, who am I? And going on these quests, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? You know, it's like, no, you already know who you are. You know, you're you. You're life animating energy. You're pranic energy. Now the question is, how do you want to express that? How do you want to experience this? Where do you want to share your gifts, your talents, your point of view, your thought? Which brings me.
Interesting enough.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I have a question.
Interesting enough. If you go back in time and you ever had a past life reading or any of that kind of thing, or even dreams about another lifetime, you're going to realize you're still you in all of these lifetimes.
Yes.
You do not change. This is
no.
I was aware of that. You may change your physical. You may change the package it comes in, but you're still you.
That's a very good point. The reason is because we all come from an energetic matrix. That energetic matrix, or constellation, if you will, expresses as a soul, which is a sum total of who you, all your lifetimes or other dimensional life experiences, that there's a soul design, there's an actual blueprint. So whether you, that design is what it is. So you have to figure out, how do you want to access that and make use of that? It's not like you can't look. It's like we talked about the other day in the chat room, actually. I can't remember who brought it up. I know Sylvia was in the chat room, but it was about someone saying a snowflake. And we are. We're these individuated snowflakes. So one snowflake can't look at the other snowflake and say, oh, I want that shape. You know, and whether it goes into genes or DNA. Now you have, Spavo's asking you, do you recommend past life regression? What do you think about that?
By the way,
let me just do one thing. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-539-5122. Otherwise, okay. What do you think of past life regression, Pablo?
Well, first of all, I believe that any information, if you need it, if it's in a place, it depends where you are. if you're in a place where you really feel or have been experiencing some other type of memories that don't quite fit into the life you're in, then I think you need to go to people who can access that for you. And whether it be through any tools, whether it be through, I mean, through the tarot, you can go through the past lives. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a past life regressor, but since the person is holding that space as a title, and maybe you feel, meet them, feel comfortable with them, see how it goes. I don't put any kind of judgment on these things. I believe, first of all, I believe the teacher comes when you're ready, and it comes in many forms. Just be open to it.
That's it. It comes in many, yeah. It may come in the way you're looking and not. The thing I will say, because as a hypnotherapist, I've been doing past life regression since I think the mid-90s, early 90s, I guess, actually. And we may be doing some of this, by the way, in Brian's show, Not Ayana, and I think October 11th. My opinion here is, I won't do a regression unless it's relating to something that's going on into someone's life. And it's best that the person that's being regressed be in a state that they see and first interpret what is being experienced. And then the regression therapist can say what they're seeing, or especially if you're psychic, you can see literally what the person's going through other dimensionally. You can see what they're going through. For me, what I have found with the people that I've worked with as well as myself, it really doesn't help to go to a reader that just says, oh, this is your past life. You were, you know, Attila the Hun, or everyone wants to be Nefertiti. You know, that really doesn't help.
No, I'm Nefertiti.
You're Nefertiti, exactly. You know how many Nefertitis are out there, you guys?
I just finished my sentence. I'm Nefertiti 3033.
Oh, okay. Now, see, Sylvia's saying she's been told about your past lives.
Yes.
But first, let's put it this way. The past, the present, and the future is only on this dimension for organizational purposes and not to get overwhelmed. We really are multidimensional beings living multidimensional realities. So there is, you know, it's other dimensional, but you can reference it as past, present, and future.
Right.
Transition Coast, let's say I've been to World War II and checked it out afterwards. Well, actually, Transition Coast, maybe we knew each other, because I do have documented evidence and have met other people that have had a lifetime, World War I. So, that is possible that you, and she's saying you feel like you have been but just can't remember. Well, if you have the feeling that you've been someplace before, then I call that a bleed through, that the veil is lifting for you at that moment in that memory. Because what is memory? It's remembering. It's just when we remember something or recognize something, we're just bringing all those facts and figures back together to look at consciously. So what I would say is, if you're having those kinds of experiences in that moment when you're having that bleed through and you're remembering that lifetime, whether it's a chronological past lifetime or sometimes future self. I've worked with clients in regression therapy where they've had future lives coming through, and that's real interesting, especially when both are married and they're married to someone else, but now they're together on a future life. It was an interesting case that I worked with, time travel and the whole bit with actually one of the astronauts. I won't go into who, but I would ask, when you're having that bleed through, I would ask, what do I need to know? Is there some information that I need to know, or a gift? Because a lot of times the bleed through happens so that you can have something of that lifetime either cleared up, or the wisdom or information or learnings brought through. Paulo, any thought on that?
One thing to the listeners, you already, if you're wanting to know, you already know it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to recognize it. In other words, if I came and I spoke a different language to you, and it didn't register you to any of your knowings, then you would, well, that was nice. That was a nice experience, maybe, but I don't know how to deal with that. Realize that you are you, and you're having experiences that you already have or will have, so that your body knows, your dimensions know the information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's familiar. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
You can't learn something you don't know. It's not going to happen.
Right, right, exactly. You have to be formatted for whatever it is. It's already inside you.
Yes.
Now, somebody's talking about in the chat room about trying to remember the dreams.
Many ways to do that.
You want to go through that? Because someone said, keeping drinking water before. Let's see. Paulo, you have any thought about that?
Yeah, I do. Basically, here's what I do. However you get there, a dog has four legs, it's going to get to the same place, okay? So if you drink water and you find that successful, great. But how I think, I really think a lot of the dogmatisms of cultures, we don't need it now. Let's wake up. It's 2008.
Yeah. Almost 2012.
We can put those other things are very nice stories. Going down the Nile and doing your bowing to so and so guru. Hey, if you're lucky, you did that. Great. But this is the era. We're in our little houses. We're dealing with what our lives are. So how I want to do this is take out all the drama of it. Just before you go to bed, say, "Look, I would like to remember my dreams."
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple
mm-hmm.
thing. And maybe it won't happen the first time, but believe me, if you start putting that focus in there, in the equation, put it in the equation, simply, I want to remember my dreams. It's almost as if, say I'm getting in the car with somebody and they say, I really feel I shouldn't drive today, I'm going to have an accident. Well, believe me, I step out of the car because it's in the equation in that person's speech and it's in their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, well, I might have an accident today. Well, hey, I don't want that while I be in the car with you. I'd rather get in a car with somebody saying, oh, I'm going to have a fabulous drive, and we're going to go see incredible things. I mean, that's the kind of thing. So put it in your intent to say, I will remember my dreams tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, and by the way, she was just kidding. She has a dream log. So again.
Oh, good, 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 good. The dreams are fascinating. I worked with Fritz Perls, and he was a fascinating man about dreams. And he would take a person's dream and just go right, he had a gift, go right into that world. And I would kind of just watch it. It was just almost like an ancient storyteller.
Yeah.
And he would share the story with you. He would go right down the story with you. And it was just lovely. So I believe dreams can be an incredible, incredible, incredible tool and incredible plethora of information for us.
Well, so now that we're touching on this, I wanted to mention the thing, and we've got a couple callers we'll get to. With dream therapy, though, or dream analysis, or what I also do is dream reentry, where you reenter the dream to figure out what's going on, and you can actually change it. Because by changing what's going on in the dream, you begin to change, or you can begin to change what's going on in your life. So you can use it as problem solving or getting to that next level, because the soul is speaking to you through the dreams. But you have to clear out, you have to know, is the dream just rehashing stuff you haven't had time to rehash or problem solving, or is it something prophetic, or is it another level? So there's many levels, there's many ways to interpret and look at the dream. I would suggest to everybody, though, if you really want to cut to it, always look at the feeling. What's the feeling in the dream and the theme? And that's going to tell you what you're working on or focused on. Now, we got a caller here. 678-489, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello and blessings. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Great to connect with you.
Connect to the school.
Great. Well, you're on the line with Paulo Dioro, who's a shaman, and me, Michelle. Did you have a question or a comment?
I mostly wanted a question. I wanted to know what kind of, y'all give a reading, or you just tell what you see, or I ask a certain question?
Would you like to ask a question, and we can both tune in for you?
Oh, kind of like to ask a question. I'm going to try to see how, I'm just kind of like under a lot of stress right now and
mm-hmm.
worried about some things. And one thing in particular, my son, and it's just worrying me to death.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see that.
That's kind of what's going
holding on. Do you want to chime in, Paul, and then I can go in?
Okay. First of all.
Let's have your name again.
I have a poodle here who doesn't need
to mark.
Okay,
my name is Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn, yes.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi. Listen, first of all, Moo's
putting his 2 cents in.
Wait.
Okay.
First of all, Carolyn, first of all, you're adding your worries to the equation of your son is not helping the matter of your son.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
In other words, if your son...
Paula, go handle Moo, and I'm going to tune in for her, and then come back.
Go ahead. Yeah. Let me...
You know what it is the energy.
Okay.
Animal.
Yeah, it is, and she's reacting to it. Okay, it's fine. So you don't need to add that kind of energy to this equation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, see the things inside your son that you know are the strong, his good heart, you know, and put those energies in there. Put that
mm-hmm.
in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Because your son has everything in him to walk that straight line. He may be on the edge right now. He may
uh-huh.
be pushing his perimeters to experience different things, and there could
yes.
be dangerous.
Yes,
so
that's
you don't
what
need
about.
To add more danger into that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Don't push him into that. Just kind of say, okay, I understand you're going that way, but I remember you, and you were this, and you were a lovely child at this point, and
mm-hmm.
you have an incredible heart, and you love people, and you believe people,
mm-hmm.
and you believe your friends right now, and your friends
yes.
are kind of dragging you in.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
So okay. So what I would do, Carolyn, is simple. It's a simple thing. Find that photo of him where you know you see him smiling and being strong in himself.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep that photo and look at it and keep it in your heart and say, okay, my son is, keep that protection around and keep that light around him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, believe me, it'll come to that. He will be drawn back to his source, his energies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't see, I see a little dip, I see a little... a little stray from him, but I think that we need to pull him back. Pull that string in. You're the mother. Pull
yes.
it in, and pull it in. You don't have to pull it in verbally with him because that doesn't seem to work with kids.
No, that's not
working
with
him. So pull it in. Pull it in your way,
in
your strength. You pull your son back in your strength
mm-hmm.
because you know where he needs to be, and he knows that too.
Now, Carolyn, is he not working?
No, he's looking. He's playing.
He's looking
for work, and he was going
to
go back to.
That's what it shows. He's not working, and it shows he needs to find work.
Yes.
That once he does better with a routine.
Yeah, it's just that he's away from me, and I'm in Georgia. He doesn't have any money. I don't have any money to send him. And he had a job that he used to work before. They had called him back, but when he told him he wasn't coming back, then he went back down there. So I don't know if he's going to be able to go back to the job or not. That's what I'm worried about.
You know what I would share with you, and I would love you to do that. What's coming to you from I doubt that by the astro dice, but what's coming from your guide? You have a wonderful guardian angel.
Yes.
Because you're going to be seeing your son. I see him visiting you. I want you to get a picture, like Paula was saying. I want you to get a picture of him, and I want you to make a nice little altar for him with nice flowers.
Mm-hmm.
He's very musical. Put something musical there, and a little container of clear water,
mm-hmm.
and you can put some very light blue. Just get some blue, food coloring, but make
yeah.
it light, because
mm-hmm.
he's very high strung.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of anxiety around him. There could be a little drug stuff happening, but whatever. It's messing with his energy system. He's just a nervousy type, and the blue will
yeah.
calm him. Now, what's going to happen when he comes over and he sees that picture with all that's really beautifully done with nice flowers and something musical in this water? He's going to say, "What are you doing? What's that?" I want you to tell him, "I'm celebrating the truth of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm celebrating your divinity. I'm celebrating your beauty. I see your beauty, your passion, your creativity, and I'm celebrating
mm-hmm.
that part of you." You're going to
mm-hmm.
trip him out. You're going to
okay.
make him think.
Okay.
Blue Star, talking about incense. I put some incense in there. So when
mm-hmm.
he comes in and he sees that picture,
mm-hmm.
you're going to say, "I remember you beyond these problems, this issue. I'm celebrating that part of you that's
mm-hmm.
magical."
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Does that help?
Yes. Yes. It does.
Great. Beautiful, my dear. Do you have any other question?
Well, I don't know if this is a question that could be answered over there. It's because it's not a correction. It's just that someone that I was affiliated with, it's a lady, older lady, and I hadn't talked to her since March, and she called me in August, and I just want to know, I don't know if you're able to tell me this or whatever, I think the call was a good-for-nothing call, that she called to find out something, and that's what I was just wondering about that, and I don't know, I've been trying to pray about it, and ask God just kind of show me. To me, it didn't mean me no good. She wasn't negative about anything, but she hadn't. I had called her back in March, and she never returned my call. And all of a sudden, in August, she called me, and she called me pertaining to a guy that I used to date. I know that's what it was about. And she talked a little bit, then she wanted to ask me, "Oh, when the last time you heard from him?" And then she started talking like that. So I don't know if I need to give you any.
You know what I'm in the beginning of our show is to not take your stuff. You know, there's a terminology about who we really are, and she likes to mess with you, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And realize, Carolyn, she can't.
Mm-hmm.
She really can't. She
mm-hmm.
and that reason that she can't makes her motivates her to try it, to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think. I really think you just don't need to give her energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't have to keep her in your mind about it because she's kind of in her, she likes to kind of stir things up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know
and
she really
so,
called to find out what was going on with him and I, even though we're not together,
yeah.
We haven't been together in some while, but she hadn't heard from me and he's
she's
incarcerated.
Searching for it, yeah,
and
yeah.
She called to see was, does
yeah.
he have someone else? And I think she called to see was he talking to me or what's really going on and all that,
yeah,
which you already know.
Yeah, that's your motivation is that man, yeah.
And let's go back. Paulo,
you
said this. Paulo has a wonderful quote. I want to try to find it. He says, "I will." It's a Gandhi quote. "I will not let anyone walk through my mind with their dirty feet."
Okay.
Will you explain that? Paulo, will you explain
that? It's a quote about here, I mean, if you meet somebody and they're coming on to you in a way, and it just doesn't feel good. It just doesn't feel good. You know, no one has to have that experience. If someone is abusing you in some way, you can walk away. And as Gandhi said, I don't need people with dirty feet in my mind.
Yeah.
I don't need that experience. So,
what
I'm saying to you is, what she wants is to mess with you and maybe even draw in that drama because obviously the main person, this guy, she tried with him and it didn't work and she won't let go.
No, he's supposed to be, he's a relative of her by marriage. He's a nephew by marriage.
And
him and I was together. We broke up and he got with another girl and I was still talking to him and he was still, whenever I would come to town, he'll make it his business to be with me and visit with me, and he calls me all the time and all that.
And
I don't know why she was so inquisitive about that, what she wanted to know, because she, like I said, she would talk to me
muddy
and
feet,
call her.
Muddy feet, dirty feet.
Yeah, it's
you
dirty
know,
feet. Yes.
And may I share something here, what I have found?
Mm-hmm.
When people are not connected to their own creativity, they will start another form of creativity, which is getting in people's business.
Other creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's a form of creativity. So one thing I want to say, one of the universal laws is the loving law of allowance. We've got many, many universal laws, but everyone knows the main ones, the law of attraction, the law of resonance, right? The loving law of and loving law of allowance is just allowing others to do what they're going to do. They're on their own divine, perfect path. Even though we may not understand what they're going through or doing, we may not even understand it or like it, but they do have their own soul design. They have their own soul purpose. They also are connected to their higher self. Sometimes people are on a path that seems wrong or unhealthy, but we don't know. Are they what I call a reflector? Are they reflecting something for us that we don't have to live out? Are they reflecting someplace we've been before, something we've done?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just on this dimension? Because everybody is enlightened. Everyone, however, on this dimension, on the earth plane, they may or may not be fully expressing that or reflecting that point of view, what we think is enlightened or aware. They may be making unconscious or decisions that looks like out of ignorance. But make no mistake about it, they are part of the divine plan. So whatever they're doing is needed and necessary on this dimension. So what I love to say is that loving law of allowance is also keep your nose out of other people's business unless they ask.
So, really.
The thing is, if somebody is getting too much in your business, just gently begin to withdraw or pull away and ask
yourself,
how can I better create in my life? What do I need to focus on? Do I need to take a class? Do I need to start painting? Do I need to go to the gym? Do I need to walk? Do I need to do dream therapy? Do I need to get some books, you know, to find out more about my life? Ask yourself, how can you create more in your life? And then you won't attract as many of those other beings. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, somebody says, Bob was saying this is true, reallowance. How in the case, though, of her son's path can Carolyn detach, or should she? Esbavo, you make a good point. I not necessarily detach. Carolyn, you can only detach from the outcome. So you can do, all you can do is put your case. You know, like I said, make that altar. Paul will give you some suggestions.
Yeah.
You can just have
You can have a
heart-to-heart with your son, and then you have to pull back and say, but it's your life, because he's of age, so he can do what he wants to do. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
So, but now you need to set your own boundaries of what you will listen to or what you'll have in your house or what you'll be a part of. But you still want to keep that love. You want to still keep that connection, that bond that's always there, that will always be there.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that you can't. In other words, you don't want to hear a play by play of his drama, just like that other lady that Paula was helping you with. The one that called in to get into your business. You need to be the one that disengages. Now I'm going to see. I think we have another caller here. So Carolyn, I really appreciate you calling in
and I appreciate you.
With another question.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings.
Okay. Blessings to you.
Sylvia, do you have a question? Hello. I'm not sure if she's just clicking to listen.
Hello.
Sylvia.
Yes, Michelle.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hello, Radiant Light Being.
Well, thank you. Hello, Radiant Light Being, you too. Hi, Pablo.
Hello.
Are you just listening, sweetie, on the line, or do you want to share something?
I was just listening. I can't listen the other way, and that's the only way I can hear you all.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, we're always great to see you and connect with you. I see you energetically. I see your light. So great to see you. I'll mute you again then. Okay, talk to you later, Sylvia.
Talk to you later, Michelle. Thank you.
Bless. Now, I know, let's see, who was it had mentioned? Was it Coach? Somebody had mentioned about wanting to open to their psychic powers fully. Paulo, do you have any thoughts on this? And then I'm going to roll it out.
Hey, that's the universal. We all want that. Unfortunately, on one level, as Michelle said, we have it all. We're all there, connected. We have our psychic powers, all of it. And on another level, in the body, because you've chosen to be in body, that's what you need to learn. And there is people with assisting, there is people with tools, and there is many. Just be in that space of wanting assistance if you need, and it comes to you. It will come to you. Don't be attached to how it comes to you. Just know that it will. And I believe we're all kind of learning to learn about, to help each other in this whole co-creative life here, and wanting to be and manifest all our complete psychic energies. But there's so much of the fire of the heart that really, really reaches the psychic energies. It's the flame in the heart. Look at your heart. Where is your heart feeling? If it's feeling, oh, broken from something, if it's feeling detached from something, that reflects your psychic energy. That reflects what you really need to build inside, regather, regroup. So there's so, you know, so many.
I'll touch base on that. Now, one thing, because I do, I also teach that. One of the programs I have is psychic development and reinforcement, because you're getting the psychic, you're getting the messages. Everyone is psychic, because that's the sixth sense. Now, how you want to develop that, or if you want to go into, you know, channeling or mediumship work. You know, to me, it's all the same. Remote viewing, it's just opening to that space. Meditation, 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 and activating the seventh chakra on up. So things like an alignment meditation, where you're, which I think I might have for free on my MySpace if anybody wants to go there and download. You need to, because when you're using the psychic realm, you're still coming from that sixth chakra. It's still coming from the mental plane, and it perhaps will come more telepathic or even clairaudient, hearing something, seeing something. It's coming more from the senses. When you're channeling, it's coming through the senses, but not from the senses. That's the difference between the channeling and being a medium as opposed to being psychic. Okay, because again, everyone's psychic. But I like to look at it as Mozart. The thing is, not, you know, some people can play piano, but not everyone can play like a Chopin or a Mozart, or, you know, I can't even play chopsticks. I mean, barely. So, you know, everyone's going to have a different level. One thing I suggest is getting a tool, a divination tool, like, let's say, tarot or rune cards. I mean, you can really use anything, but the tarot, especially the Rider-Waite, which is a very basic tarot, but it works on the collective archetypes that we all have within us. Now, the difference is what you want to do, if you want to develop your intuition and reinforce it and make it stronger, when you're doing, okay, Sylvia Richardson's talking about angel cards. Yeah, the thing is, with certain cards and things like that, they're not going to give you a total predictive read. Only because in the tarot, everything that's in the tarot is already in our collective unconscious. All those archetypal energies, all those stories, we're living out the stories. If you read any tarot book, read a lot of them and synthesize them. You know, one of them that's really good is Tarot, a Mirror of Your Soul by, I believe it's Gerd Ziegler, and then Tarot, Mirror of Your Relationships. Someone's talking about negativity. I don't believe in it. I think I don't necessarily know you need to do a prayer. You can a calling in, but just remember that it's all one. So there's nothing to protect from. But going back to, if you want to use a divination tool such as tarot or runes to develop your psychic intuition and reinforce it, what you want to do is when you do the reading, you get in a meditative state, do the reading, and you start interpreting the cards. And I would keep a little journal, like Blue was talking about a dream journal. I would keep a reading journal. You go first with your impressions. What are you getting? What does this mean to you? And you start developing that way, and that strengthens. And then you go to a book. And I would say you need a few books, because every book is going to have somebody else's interpretation or filters. That's how they're writing. So you really need to take a lot and study symbolism. It's this filter. That's just going to be the way that you're interpreting. And then at some point, you're going to notice that just the mere fact of just shuffling the cards, you begin to get impressions. A knowingness comes in. That becomes a meditation. So that's one way. And even if you're not using cards, I would say to keep a journal on what you're receiving, what information you're receiving. I think I'm going to do a reading for all of us and hear what we're focused on. Now, I'm going to play, here's the astro dice. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Do you hear me?
Can I add one more thing to the tarot?
Yes, please.
One of the things I used to teach for tarot, and what I would do for the person is just pick a card, throw them out, pick a card, not looking at it, and put it under your pillow. And then notice the next day
Yeah.
When you get up, just live your day normally how you live it, but however you do it. And then look at the tarot and how it corresponds to your day.
Yes.
And you'll be amazed.
Yes, you can do that. The card for the day. Now we've Now we've got, boys, everything that I wanted to do in my other shows that I went into meditation, it's all coming now. I love you guys. Okay, let's just do something here, because I got to tell you, in one part of my path, I did what we call depossession work. I did a lot of healing with energy and light. I did a lot of distance healing. I did work for White Eagle Lodge, with White Eagle Lodge in England. I'm part of the National Federation of Spiritual Healers of Europe. What I found by studying that, transpersonal psychology and hypnotherapy and other forms of healing, that it's all one state, and meditation, it's all one state of being, one state of existence. There really is only light, even if something that seems negative or the shadow still has light to it, right? Now, we can get into all these different techniques, but let me tell you, when you're dealing with people talking about demons and devils, if you have that belief, then that's going to attach to you. And I had a very good teacher that told me, just don't go there. It doesn't matter. In other words, if the less belief you can have, if you only believe in the light, and that's why I didn't have any negative or, you know, non-life enhancing or scary experiences, is I just went in just seeing that this was a thought form, you know, and that's it. Most negative energies or demons or possession work, what it really is the thought form of those people projected out. And usually they, and we got another caller we'll get into it in a minute here. So hold on, 602-535. So what I want to say to you, some people are talking about lower level energies. It's the astral plane. Let me tell you, we have these denser physical body, we have the etheric, and we have the astral, which is connected to the emotional. This is why emotional clearing work is so important. It's just all vibration. If your vibration isn't high enough, you will get stuck in the astral level, and that's like the when you have those weird dreams or you eat too much pizza before you go to bed, you're not able to light, you're not able to expand upward. That's why the ascension process is so important for all of us, to rise above the duality of right, wrong, negative energy, positive energy, demons. All that is like, it's the rehashed, it's the unhandled stuff of all of us. So any repatterning, NLP, hypnotherapy, alpha theta clearing, anything that you can do, various types of meditations, anything that you can do to raise your vibrational frequency, keep it raised and reinforce it, you're not going to hit those energies. You're not going to hit that weird astral lower level energy. You'll go through it. You'll expand through it, and you'll be in the oneness, because it's all one anyway. It's all either a cry for love or an expression of love. It's all an expression of light. The darkness and the light are one and the same.
Very true.
Hi, 602-535. Do you have a question? You're on the air.
Hi, yeah, this is Transition Coach.
Hey, Transition Coach, you're on with Hello.
I'm really enjoying everything you guys are talking about. I I'm so grateful to BTR for this forum, because I've really been feeling like I'm missing this part of my life. I moved away from California about 8 years ago and really haven't had the opportunity to get...
Oops, you disappeared.
I know that one.
Wait. Transition
Hello?
Coach? Yeah,
yes?
You went out for a second. Okay. You there?
All right.
Where did you move? You moved away from California?
Where I had learned to do Reiki and all kinds of meditation, and was working with a person who did singing therapy and, you know, all kinds of really fascinating things. But now I'm getting back into it, and I've discovered life coaching, and I'm in that transition place, I guess, between the period where my life doesn't seem to fit me anymore, and I'm changing occupations. So I guess my question is, you know, how do you deal with that uncomfortableness between when you know your life, your old life isn't what fits you anymore and where you want to go?
You want me to take
yeah.
One?
Well, okay. Yeah. You know what it is? You're in the gray zone. It's the we have actually in transitional counseling. They call it the gray zone. I call it also the no zone because you the past is gone. You can't go back there. It's probably very painful to go back there. It just doesn't fit. It's like the pair of shoes in fourth, third grade. But the future has not been you have to look at yourself as an organization. You're in a restructuring and reorganizing process right now. It's like if you were to go to clean out your closet, first when you look in there, you see it in
right.
Then when you take all the stuff out, it's a mess and you don't know where it's going to go, and then you put it back in a new order. So you anything that you can do to be comfortable in the discomfort of that middle way, you're in the middle of the bridge where you're now creating the new. You're by what you're doing now, some things you're taking obviously with you from the past, some things not. I would say
mostly it's just, you know, I still need to show up to work in order to pay the bills. So.
Right. Well, and that's where if you can do it with the focus that you're just in transition, because who's feeling the discomfort is just the ego, is the personality part of us. It's going, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm done, you know.
Right, exactly.
Right? It's like, so whatever you can do.
Okay. But what if he persists, it'll resist. Okay, know that. First, honor your transition, too.
Yes.
Honor this time. This is the incubation time. This is the growth time. So many mysteries, let's call it being in the mystery. It's a very powerful time. And sometimes our egos don't want to go there. We go, don't take me there. Oh, no, I don't want to. Because there may be some kind of truth there you don't want to look at. growing is stretching. I mean, remember when we were teenagers and we were like, didn't fit? We weren't quite adults. We weren't quite children. We didn't know what we are. Our bodies didn't know what we are. So now it's time to acquiesce. Get out of the head. Let the head go. It doesn't have any answers. And just be in the heart. In your heart.
Yeah, it's almost like having a split personality.
It is. But it is, and that's what, because you're straddling both realms. You're straddling both realms. Yeah, so true.
And that can be hard on our legs, let alone other places. as I said from this Babaji quote, a dog has four legs, but it's only going one way. And everybody... Another master said, you know, everybody puts on their pants the same way. You're not going to go anywhere different than anybody else. You're going to go where you have to go, and it's going to be that one way. So know that the right people, the right classes, all that you have done before, all that you shall do is going to continue who you are, and it'll bring you more and more into the psychic, into the power of who you are.
Cool. Yeah, okay.
Cool. So one thing I want to speak to here is Sena saying that the passage is very difficult, and I'm saying that the transition. Sometimes we do get very difficult chunks. Now, by the way, does not mean you're not enlightened or you're not evolved. It is what it is. You know, it's what it is on the material plane. What I say is when we come through more than you think sometimes. Yeah, more than you think. The call is to do what you can in that moment to get the support that you need. I mean, obviously, coming to BTR, it was great connecting here. Obviously, if you can find support around you. Usually when the passage is intense, what we call a dark night of the soul, or if we go to the biblical times, it's that 40 days and 40 nights, you know, when you're out. Really having to rely on your inner you. As Bob was talking about, you're changing, you're evolving. Yes. What happens in these difficult passages is we have to rely more on the unseen, more on the spirit realm, the spirit world, our higher self. And a lot of times we don't really relate to those that are more materially based or materially focused because it's not a resonance because we can see in our life things are just an upheaval, so we can't depend on that. So anything that you can do to deepen your, go deeper into the experience, write about it, draw it, chant, meditate, get with people and talk about it, look at the deeper meaning. What is the energy? I'm going to pull a card for you, actually. As Pablo's saying, yes, ask for help. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right, right. Well, that's kind of why I called in.
You're not alone.
Yeah. And then
you'll always find someone.
And yeah. Guess what? The card that I pulled, the Knight of Cups, is about your spiritual family and asking for help. Espavo, you little psychic you. she put in the chat room, ask for help. But you've got to find the right community. And the right community for us is by the law of resonance, what resonates to you at this time. So, you know, if you're, and I think you were talking about Katrina before, Sinla, having gone through that, I believe.
Me, no.
The thing is if the focus right now is not material, don't try to put it there. If you're building up financially again or looking for a place to live, or let's say somebody's living with friends or family because they've lost the material possessions, then
right.
You find people that's not a big deal about, because our worth isn't by what we have materially. It's by what's inside us that is us. I mean, we're worth gold. That's why I have Paulo D'Oro of gold on today. You know, it's like, so the thing is find the people that resonate to you to support where you're at, not where you think you should be or you want to be later. I've gone through this myself a couple of times, actually, a few times, you know, and I had to let go of some people because it just didn't resonate anymore. It wasn't supporting my truth or where I was at or, you know, I didn't care about, you know, surface things.
Right.
Right? Does anybody
yeah.
speak to that? Anybody have any suggestions in hard, difficult transitions, what's helped you? Anybody? I think a lot. I've had a lot. Well, I'll have to tell you one thing that's funny. The second time that I came back from Europe, I had... And those of you that are astrologers, I had Pluto in my second house. Second house is resources and finance. And I had built up a lot. I had one of my former incarnations this lifetime was a model and actress. So I had lots of money rolling around and enough to just kick back and just meditate and study all this stuff. But I had Pluto going in my second house. And I kept getting these meditations, give it all away or it'll be taken, give it all away. So I went, ooh, honey, because I know when you get that, when spirit speaks and says something.
Right.
Pluto is the roto-rooter. If you don't transform and go with the change, it is like a tsunami, right? So I started giving away stuff. I had a fur coat from my mom. I gave that away. I gave a dishwasher away. And my friends were freaking out. They're like,
yeah, you're giving your shoes away.
Oh, remember, Paulo, you were around. But my friends were like, they thought, you would think that I had cooties or something or disease. They thought they were going to catch it. They're like, you're making us uncomfortable. What are you doing? And I'm like, listen, I tried to explain to them. But see, they didn't know this other realm or this other part of me. And I said, it doesn't matter. I don't even need to say I'll build up again, whatever. But I really went with it. Well, a year later, a couple of those people that were so freaked out and didn't want to hang around with me anymore because I was getting rid of my possessions and they thought I was going nuts, they had Pluto in their second house. But they didn't consciously give things away. It was taken. And I got these emails and calls. Oh, my God, I know what you were talking about now. I'm so sorry. Because I got shunned. I basically got shunned. You would think I was like, I don't know, you know, David Koresh or something bizarre. You know, it was like they really, people got frightened of me. So, but you have to follow that inner knowing. So, Senla and anybody else that's listening, if you're getting this little message that you need to go in this direction or you need to hang out with more of these kind of people or you need to do workshops or books or meditate or write or draw or whatever, follow that.
I had a friend who lived in one of the islands, St. Kitts or St. Barth, I don't know which. But she was very, very, she had her money thing together and all of that. And she kept coming to see me for advice. And I would say, you know, it's time to listen to what I'm telling you. You need to give things away. You need to lighten your load. You need to lessen up. You need to da-da-da. Well, she would not do that. She'd go back to her life and just think, oh, that was some crazy psychic I saw. So she came back another time and saw me again. I said, you're really not listening to me. I said, I don't care if you listen to me, but, you know, the universe is going to tell you in some way. I got a call about a couple of months later in her place in St. Bart's where she was coming to her house, and apparently a tsunami or a hurricane hit her. It only hit her house. And what she came back to was there was no walls. There was just her husband sitting on a couch made out of his crates of wine. And he was drinking wine. That was it. There was not another possession in sight. So she's right. If you don't listen, the universe is going to bring you there in some way.
Yeah, what is ours is always given back. Now, let me just say something, too, because there's no judgment when you go through things like this or like a tsunami or et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes you are holding the space, like Paulo said earlier in the show, you know, you're being a shaman for people to see this reflection and give people a chance to reach out. You know, many times people get ill, and I've seen this. I've worked with people that have taken on illnesses. It's a tool. Illness is another divination tool. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's for the friends or the family to learn to have a heart opening and open up. Because we have to remember who's having these experiences. Our true nature is untouched. Our spiritual nature is untouched. Our soul just looks at it as an experience and expression. So it's the ego personality just on this dimension only. This aspect of self is going through something. It's a holographic universe, so we are reflecting something sometimes for others. Sometimes we're giving them the gift. We're the teacher. And it's not even about us. It's not even a thing we have to learn. We just have to be.
Right. That connected matrix, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was blown up physically in this plane.
That's,
so,
yes.
And every doctor, you're going to be paraplegic, you're never going to walk again. And I said, oh, that's nice stories you have. I said, I'm going to Maui and I'm healing myself and taking this adventure that I am now, been exploded, I can remake myself cellularly. I took it as an opportunity. It's like throwing out all your stuff in the closet. Well, I literally could do it. So people ask me, well, where are you? I say, well, literally, I'm everywhere. Take a pick. So it's how we look at things, what information are we holding on to? And I've been looking at that a lot. And if we hold on to something, well, that becomes part of the matrix that we're in. And we have to start looking at that again. As Gandhi has said in many, many levels, do not let people walk through your mind with dirty feet. And what thoughts are you collecting today? I mean, are you collecting, oh, my God, I'm worrying about this, I'm worrying about that? Well, that's what that's where your focus is. That's where your energy is going. And so you're who you are. Your psychic powers are who you are. Again, listen to Michelle about go to that psychic family that supports that power in you, sees that love in you, and have a good time. Have joy in the equation. Joy is a good one.
Now, I'm just doing with the runes. I don't know if Sylvia's still in here. I think she had to go pick up her son. But for everyone in the chat room. And I am seeing here. Oh, so here's the reading for us here. Is that we're focused on the true nature of the self. We've got the self card. And we're to flow. We're to go with that flow. Now, in that flowing, what we're all to be doing is connecting with our higher self, that expanded consciousness or expanded awareness, however you deem that you want to do that, to connect in. So I would say right now is to ask yourself, where is the flow in my life right now? What seems to be flowing more? So in other words, not focusing on what's not working or not flowing, but look at what is flowing. Where does there seem to be more ease? Even if it's a small amount of ease, what seems to click? You know, even if it's coming here and connecting and you feel a great energy or flow, follow that energetic flow. Everyone here is in a path of initiation, so there is a new level or a next level. I think Espavo talked about it earlier. I feel that energy, Espavo. It just this crash. I saw everything come down off the screen. Amazing. There's so much energy right now. I'm in this collective field right now that we all are. I've got like little tears in my eyes. I can just feel it. I don't know if anyone else can feel it, but it's amazing. Right now we're all in this soul alignment, so it's really about aligning the little self, the ego personality, to the soul so that you can receive the soul's input, the impression of your soul. This allows you to receive that spiritual light. So the spiritual light or the impulses of spirit is light and energy. That raises your vibrational frequency, it raises you into the light body so that you can connect in with your soul's purpose and live that soul design that you are. How do we do this? Through meditation, through wholeness, and bringing the shadow and the light together, seeing them one and the same. My suggestion is don't worry about, you know, protection and this and that. Just connect in with the truth of who you are, that divine, spiritual, that light being. Now here I go back to my astro dice. Can you guys hear it? Can you hear my dice going? Wow, it is talking. Okay, guess what? The vibration is, I think all of VTR probably crashed, everything. The vibration is too high. Yeah.
Good.
You know what's interesting too?
Good.
Right? We gotta remember that the computer, everything that's been created,
yeah,
is of the old mind, you know. So as we expand our consciousness more and more individually and collectively and raise our vibrational frequency, and it's reinforced, the forms have to change. The compute, they need to update the computers. BTR, you got to update.
That's right.
Well, actually, Espot, we don't have to minimize the ego, the personality. We just have to make it. It is like Pavlov's dog. You have to train it. You have to train it to be a vehicle or a vessel, to just be a clear channel so that
And an ally. And an ally.
Yeah, and an ally.
Yeah.
Your amigo is your ego can be your amigo. But a lot of people, if you haven't cleared enough emotionally, what happens is that your emotional body is out of whack. And the emotional body is simply, even though it's emotions, it's energy in motion. So you need to transmute those energies to higher vibrational frequency so that you're not playing out the lower polarities of the universe and earth plane. So, but cleansing, there's things that you can do so that the ego is just this open channel. It's just a vehicle or a vessel. Because the body is of the ego, you know, and the soul's design, that predicates what kind of ego personality you have or what kind of body that you have. They're all here overpowering with energy together. It's true, Kathy. It's true. We blew BTR off.
A lot of the energy from Maui. It's a really powerful island.
Yeah, energy and motion. Yeah, well, we've got Paulo in Maui, you know, Maui energy, drawing that Maui energy, and all of us here.
You know, I hear people come here, they said, well, I was in a body cast, and I came here, and it's taken me a year, but I'm totally back to moving my total body. I've heard, going to the grocery store, I hear healing about this island, healing about this island. Incredible, wonderful stories of healing. And I believe everybody is now being asked to put a focus of spiritual focus of intent in our life, of having a strong vessel, our temple again, honoring our temple again. So much yoga in the world. You know, when I was starting out, yoga was like a four-letter word.
Yeah.
You know, everything is yoga in a sense, taking it off the mat and bringing it into your life, because it's an expression of, again, say we are on the blog talk planet.
Yeah.
So the planet also has to move its vibrations. It's an organism. It has to move and change as we consciously bring in more energy and more energy. We're symbiotic with our land, our earth, our Aina, as they say in Hawaii. And it's just wonderful to see just in the microcosm on this island how people are allowing this change and what paths they are doing. But they are really on it. They're really on it. So I know that's happening everywhere. I know it's happening everywhere.
Happening now. So true. You know, in other parts, you know, when we were talking about earlier, the divination, the tools, also, you know, the animal beings. We had dog medicine earlier with Moo, and I think Blue was saying her dog, right? But dog medicine is about the teacher. You know, and Semlin was talking about learning, and I said, well, we're all learning, teaching, and sharing. So that dog medicine is also about loyalty. So transition coach was, who else was talking about, well, being in that middle, but also perhaps not fitting into the old. So dog medicine would ask us to look and see, who are we loyal to? Are we being loyal to ourselves? And also, are we surrounding ourselves with those that are loyal, not just to us, but to the truth of who they are?
Nice.
You know? That's so true. that is, you know, again, when we're on this path consciously, because we're always on the path, but if we're consciously on the path, we begin to look and really begin to see,
right?
Get the message. We begin to hear with the inner hearing. The hearing of the divine realm. We begin to hear through that space and place of our own inner directive, our own inner guidance. And I think it's important too to come together in gentleness, come together in a space of love, of tolerance. Even if we don't always understand what others are saying or maybe their point of view, but we can hold the space for them to express.
Allow that, yeah.
I'm going to let's see. So just open to my inspired by angels, and the message is still the mind and enter the silence.
There's a Hawaiian song that says, life is loving you just like a patchwork quilt.
Yeah. I love that Mary Williamson saying, too, that some of us are a coat of many colors. There's some of us that have a camel coat. You know, they come to do one thing here, and that's it. You know, that's their focus. And then there are those that have a patchwork coat.
Yes.
I'm one of those, too. Who's a patchwork? Any patchworkers in the chat? But you got to know, you know, how did you come here to use your energy? How did you, you know, connecting with you, that self-love and self-acceptance, that's all this is really all about. If everyone had that self-love and self-acceptance and was expressing that and experiencing that,
yeah.
Our vibrational frequency would be collectively just, you know.
Was it Reverend Tutu or was it the other one who said that if
Tutu?
You really... Was it him that said, if we really could see each other, we would be blinded by our magnificence? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Those are the eyes I want to continue to see with.
Yeah.
Eyes that see the light, you know.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on around. And the call is right now, as you know, light beings, light bearers, light workers, way showers, if you will. Part of what's happening with everyone right now is a major initiation. So in that initiation, you're going to have, you're in your sphere of experience, and then you'll get your sphere of influence, how you influence. Okay, Sena's saying, I love me but hate the bills. You know what? Look at your bills as energy. That you had, the only reason you have bills is because you had, either at one point or now, good credit. So you had some energy extended to you. Here is a great process to do also with bills, that because it's only a piece of paper, okay? And I know it's what one thinks about what it is, what it represents. So I would say put all your bills, you know, once you know you paid whatever you can monthly or whatever you've done, but just put a pile, keep a pile of them. on one part of the desk or a table. And every day, twice a day, you just look at that. And you just look at that pile. And I want you to notice the pile. Look at, oh, it's paper. Uh-huh, there's numbers on there. What do those numbers mean? And just keep looking at it. And just keep looking at the paper. Just notice that it's paper and there's numbers and, you know, there's this company, that company. And just really get to know that paper, because that's all the bills that are coming to you, they're coming in paper form, right? They're coming online, you know, make a, you know, download and print. Then what I want you to do, if after you do that for a while and you kind of get bored with that and you kind of just see, well, it's just paper, then you're going to look at, you're going to add it up. You're going to add up all the bills, the number. And then you're going to put that number on a piece of paper. And you're going to throw the bills away. You're going to throw all those papers that you've been looking at. And Blue says, see how those numbers are screwing you. Blue. Then you're going to just put that piece of paper with the number, and you're just going to look at that number until you just see it as a number. That you just see that as a number, whatever that number is. I don't care if it's 45, 50,000, 100,000. Because that's energy. That energy that's there, what you will begin to see is you have more than that energy that's represented there. So if somebody has $45,000, let's say the number's 45,000, you're infinite source. You're connected to infinite source. So you're more than the 45. You're more than the 20. You're more than the 11. You're more than that number on that paper. Transition. I was going to ask how to deal with bills. You want to see it not as something happening to you, but it's a source of energy. But you are more, because we are connected to infinite source, infinite mind, whatever the number is, you are more than that number. You have more wattage than that number. So as soon as you start to see that you are more than that number, you begin to draw it, tap into more energy. Well, see, now Blue looked at them, then I stopped looking. They're in a file in a box in a closet. But see, you're hiding them. You want to get to the place where you can just look at them and see it just as paper first, and then see what's represented on that paper is a certain amount of, is some number, some numerical number. You have to move to the space where you don't feel that that numerical number is more than you are. Let's see, I've heard over and over that we don't value ourselves high enough. That's true, Transition. That's true, Coach. It is in me, but will not come out now. What's in you? What's waiting for the money to fall? Well, sometimes the money does fall. Kathy, I love that. It's falling from the sky. You don't know how. I will just tell you, by doing this, you will draw in more energy. Now, is that through someone bartering with you, that you don't have to pay for services? I've seen somebody even get a house given to them through doing this. So it's not the money, it's the energy. Money is simply a form of energy. It's we just deem this much energy gets that. If I do this service, then I get this such and such amount of money. If I do this, then I get $20. That $20 is just units of energy. So when you see yourself as more units of energy, when you see yourself hooked to the big or part of the big mainframe of the universe and see yourself infinite, then that's when you begin to draw in and receive more of an abundance of energy. And how that energy comes, I don't know. Is it apples? Is it oranges? Is it money? Is it friends? Is it connections? Is it networking? It's all energy. And you will begin to have more energy than that number that's represented on that represents those bills. Because right now everybody's looking at that energy as stuck or congealed. Don't look at, because you have bills, that it's stuck energy. It's still flowing. The earth is still rotating. We still rotate. You know, even if you're sleeping, we're still moving energetically. So you want to begin to see yourself as having more energy than whatever that number amount is or that amount of bills. I get the money, it's not so worried about. Yeah, wouldn't worry about it, holding them. Well, sometimes you can get worried. Okay, what I'm seeing too, Blue, if you're getting worried that, and you start getting sick, what I want you to do is to do an a meditation to expand yourself. Begin to feel the energy around you. Maybe we're going to do it to close in a minute then. Because what happens is, just like with fear, we begin to contract our energy. So once we begin to expand our energy, the more you expand your energy, the more you're associating with the infinite mind, the infinite you, the God, the all that is. You're expanding into that, not contracting into the little realm of the material plane and the plane of human rules. Any thought? Any? Let's see. Well, it's meditation, but it's a type of meditation. There's different types of meditation. There's different types of meditation. Meditation is just a practice or a form to get into the meditative state, to raise the vibrational frequency and to keep it raised. So there's different meditations that you would do to expand your awareness or connect in more and more and more to the all that is, so that you are the truth. You connect to the truth that you are bigger than the dollar amount, bigger than that arbitrary bill amount that was set. You have to expand your awareness to that. Any thought on that, Paulo?
Well, I have a whole, I believe what you've said is correct. My experience is that I just don't give a lot of energy to it. It's not something, it's energy, as she said. But when I look at things, I look at, like, I give you crumply old green stuff, and you give me wonderful things in my life. So I don't see it as a powerful energy. I see it as something that needs to just walk with me and be with me, and it's there when I need it. I'm there for it. It's kind of a relationship that I just like to keep. The Tibetans did it with, they do with life and death. They keep a little skull on their shoulder, and people say, well, why do you do that? Because then we know where death is. We don't have to go looking for it. We don't have to wonder where it's going to come. When is it going to come to us? It's kind of with us, mm-hmm. and it can come any time. And that's kind of how I keep the energy of money. I don't make it overpowering that I'm under it or I'm over it, mm-hmm. or I just kind of like to go through life with it. It kind of helps to have it with you. And so how I see myself is kind of with my arm around money, and we just kind of go through life together. That's kind of the focus.
Well, and the thing I think you've got to bring in somebody's transition coach is about being grateful. Yeah, I mean, because if you have the bill, you were extended the credit. You know, you were extended something, so you receive something from it. I would just say to know that you're more than that. It's just energy.
Yeah.
It's a form. Money is only a form of energy. It's an exchange, an energy exchange. But you could be exchanging apples, oranges, and sometimes we do. You know, we're exchanging here. There's an exchange. So do what you can, I would say, to get an exchange or an energy flow happening in your life more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that begins to dissipate that dollar amount. But bless it. I mean, because it was extended to you, but you're more than that. That's the key.
You are more than that. And realize that I've experienced a lot through people who, the giveaway mm. is a real powerful in that.
Mm.
When you give away, you're letting go of something having control of you. And it comes back to you in more than you'll ever
We're winding down, everyone, winding out.
Winding.
Yeah, I got some little lovely emails and some comments to extend the show, so you might have noticed it was an hour and a half. Because people are saying,
oh really?
Great
wow.
show, but too short. Great show, but too
wow.
short. So I
wow.
listened. I listened. Your every wish, everyone, is my command. I will do it. So in 60
seconds. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Paulo. Thank you so much, Paulo D'Oro, for being here. And he's also on, you can email him at BTR, Paulo D'Oro, right? You have Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I will be in there, yeah. Or at just paulo@planetproperties.com.
There you go.
You can go right direct there. And if I can be of assistance to anyone, please do.
I crack myself up too, Kathy. It cracks me up. I crack myself. It keeps me sane, I guess. Keeps life interesting. All right, everyone.
Well, having Michelle, I have to say, having Michelle Mache on the planet has kept my life interesting.
All of us connecting as we're connecting.
And all of us is just making it more and more family, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, take over my, that's what I like, Blue, take over my bills, put them on eBay, why not, let's do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
All right, everyone, well, we're not live anymore, but we're streaming, so I just really wanted to thank everyone for converging here, for sharing and calling in with questions. Oh, I love all of you. Such light beings here. And Paulo, again, amazing to have you on. And we'll definitely have you back because we'll do some more readings and some dream dream analysis. Bring in the Jungian, the Sinoan.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, keep our vibrational frequency expanded. All right. So, everyone, until next time, keep awake.
Oh, boy. Are you still on, Michelle?
Just
it's over or what?